comment about that, because I think some of our, if we had some kind of guidelines and some things out there, it might actually help people to sort of at least know what we think they should be doing.
And that would be consistent with this slide. I mean, what this slide is showing is the different units, and these are the ones where we actually have a B4 for cancer, for non-invasive cancers. And the question is, if you had gone back again and done another call, would you have turned those B4s into a B5?
Nigel.
Well, Mike, I mean, I think this is a slightly more difficult issue again. There's no doubt the prime use of a mammotome or a wide-bore biopsy is for the B3, B4. But bear in mind that if they're atypical from the start, you're going to have to do an open biopsy according to the guidelines. So we either have to change the guidelines, because once you've got atypia, it equals open biopsy. Or if you change the guidelines, you could take a line that if you did a mammotome, that would be the equivalent of an open biopsy. But this is a debate that we've never got into, but it's the real point at which mammotome is very valuable and for which there's plentiful evidence.
Sorry, Anupam Modi from Lincoln. The other thing I probably want to point out is sometimes a pathologist very specifically says, give us more of the same tissue, and we're still not going to be able to give you the diagnosis. So therefore, you have to go down to a open biopsy, you know, because he's very careful.
Well, I would accept that to some extent, but the variation tells me that there is... It's not just the amount of tissue. There's a problem. What the variation tells me, it is the amount of tissue, because some pathologists in some centres are achieving very high rates of success and others aren't. And it can't be that the pathologists are that different. It's the amount of tissue we're sending. No, I accept that we shouldn't be a blanket, and we wouldn't have a policy where, you know, this is... Guidelines are exactly... it's only a guideline, and if in a pathology set... you need to take it out to show me the architecture, then that's what we need to do.
I'm sorry to sound controversial, but if you do a second attempt, you're eating into your time frames and you're going to miss a different target. And that will put a pressure, and the area of controversy I wish to float is, why do we have the same constraints on time cancer as we do with non-invasive cancer? Non-invasive cancer is not a dangerous disease. Why are we striving to make it more dangerous than it is?
I think that's a good point. One of the things I would say, however, is, you know, if you look at these invasive cancers that you don't diagnose, you then do an open biopsy, you then have to take them back for a central lymph node biopsy. So in reality, you don't actually, for the most women, you don't save that much time, and even for the DCIS, if you do a biopsy, a high percentage of those will go back for a re-excision. So I think it's false economy not to get the diagnosis at the outset.
Okay. Shall we move on to surgery?